Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jeff Linder joins us. News Radio 740 KTRH. He's with the Harris County Flood Control District. He's the meteorologist there. All right, Jeff. Here we go again. It's been a little while since we've had anything this directly impacting the Houston area. What are you seeing, and what's our best guess to what conditions are going to be like around here?
Yeah, we do have a strengthening tropical storm right now moving up the lower Texas coast, and we'll be making landfall later this evening around the Matagorda Bay area. Of course, that places the Houston-Galveston area, what we call that dirty side, that side where we get all the rain and the wind and the storm surge on the eastern side of this. And the main threat tonight into tomorrow is going to be the heavy rain and the flooding, especially from about I-10 southward down toward the coast. Really watching that area closely for the potential for some very significant rainfall tonight, potentially very significant flash flooding. So we really need people to be paying attention today, following the forecast and the trends very closely, monitoring the radar. And if you're going to get out and about today, probably most things will be fine up until the mid-afternoon hours, and then we're going to start seeing those bands move in and the rainfall increase. Winds, we could get some gusty winds. Can't rule out some power outages across the area as Nicholas moves through, and down along the coast, some elevated tides.
Okay, when we talk about tropical storms and what they do to us, and maybe even this Category 1 hurricane perhaps, is it going to move through fast, or are we going to see this training effect that it's going to rain for days, or are we just talking about a 24 to 36-hour period, do you think?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're really looking at a period of time from, you know, this morning and really later this afternoon, this evening through tomorrow, and then the storm pushing on off to our east tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. So really kind of a 24-hour period. But during that 24-hour period, it could be certainly pretty rough here across the Houston-Galveston area. Not looking at any sort of stalling or anything. It should continue to move on off into Louisiana as we get into Wednesday. But really, that 24-hour period of tonight into tomorrow, we could really see some substantial rainfall in a short period of time, 4 or 5 inches per hour rates. That continues for a few hours. You can see how quickly we can get into trouble here with those types of rainfall and rainfall rates. So really tonight, folks need to be paying attention, monitoring the creeks and the bayous, and watching how this unfolds very closely.
Okay. I guess if there is any good news, though, the conditions have been rather dry here for the last couple of weeks, so we have the ability to absorb some of this rain, Jeff. But where are the usual suspects? What are the areas you're most concerned about with this storm coming in?
Yeah, really the southern part of Harris County, Clear Creek, Armand Bayou, those areas down to the south, but even potentially up into the, you know, the urban areas of Harris County, Braes Bayou, all of them potentially could have issues depending on exactly where that heavy rain falls. And we're just going to have to see. And, of course, as we see all the time here, the potential for street flooding with this type of rainfall is very, very high. Tonight is not a good night to park your car in the street. Get it up in the driveway. Take it to a parking lot. Get it up high because street flooding is very likely tonight.
All right, Jeff. Always good to talk to you. Wish we were under better circumstances, but thanks for all the information as always. Jeff Linder, Harris County Flood Control District Meteorologist, joining us on News Radio 740 KTRH.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.